wasn't there, but he's here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, what I missed. He was waiting right there all the time. I've never met anybody. I'm sure there may be some. But I've never met anybody that regretted living for Jesus Christ. Even those that may not be living for the Lord today did not regret the time they did live for Him. There are a few. The Bible talks about some people that are apostate, some people that are reprobate. It is possible to get in that condition. I would that no one here would ever be there. That's a miserable place to be. Amen. Praise God. I want to turn our attention today to the book of Luke, chapter 17. I'm just going to read one verse and then strike out from there. I would turn in our Bibles and getting ready to look at the screen. Amen. To remind you that tonight will be a special service. Brother and Sister Worley, Brother and Sister Brandon Worley will be with us. And it'll be their last service here for a while. They are going to moving to Hobbs, New Mexico to work in the church there in a pastoral assistant pastoral capacity. And so we're wishing them the best. You'll want to be here tonight. And you'll want to bring your checkbook. We want to give them a good love offering. Brother and Sister Worley have been a blessing to this church. They will be greatly missed. They have served you through the years in many functions. Of course, Sister Stephanie, this is the only church she's ever known. And these are your children. These are our children. And we want to bless them. So be here tonight to be with us in service and to be a blessing to them. And we all want to give them a good offering to help them with some of their expenses and help them on their way. Amen. Praise God. All right. You know, good things. When you come to church, good things happen. I hold in my hand a slip of paper here from the church pew bake sale. It's one of the sweet things about this church. Amen. Sister Annie Dickerson made, it's homemade with love, and it's sweet and creamy, and you got to try it. It's a cream cheesecake. Now, how about that? There's two of them. You can have one of those for only $10, and then somebody else can have one for $10. Amen. So for only $10, you can go home with some homemade love. Amen. That's sweet and creamy. How can you beat a deal like that? Amen. And so I know you'll want to try that. That sounds great, doesn't it? Amen. Before I get into this, just let me say again how much I appreciate all of you and what you do to make this church a success. One person cannot do what needs to be done here. It takes all of us, and I appreciate all you do. I come here often and walk in these doors, and I think of Brother and Sister Ferguson that clean these facilities. And by the way, remember the box back there and put your appreciation in that box. Give them a love offering. I appreciate them so very much. And to come in, and the church is clean, and that's a good feeling, isn't it? Amen. I appreciate them so very much. It'd be good if you just give them a hand today, I think. Amen. Praise God. And so many of you do things. Brother and Sister Margaret and Troy James yesterday worked so hard putting together that back-to-school batch. We had a great time. Amen. It's wonderful. I appreciate their hard work and Sunday school staff. Amen. We're just a blessed bunch of folks around here. Amen. You're sitting around some of the best people that you'll ever associate with this side of heaven and when you get to heaven. Praise God, because they're going with you. Could we read this verse together now? Luke chapter 17, verse 14, and when he saw them, He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Everybody say, as they went, they were cleansed. As they went. I'm talking today about a progressive miracle. A progressive miracle. As they went. As they went. As they went. They were healed. God bless you. You may be seated. We like instant miracles. Just like we like instant everything. We like instant oatmeal. Amen. We like instant everything. We like microwave everything. Amen. We're in a hurry. Got to hurry up and get it done. Let's do it instant. We love instant miracles. And there are some. The Bible talks about instant miracles. There are incidents all through the Scripture where there were instant miracles. As a matter of fact, the first incident that we read about in the Bible of the healing of a leper was an instant miracle. The Bible said that this man came to Jesus and he said, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus reached out and touched him and said, I will. And he touched him. And the Bible says, and immediately he was cleansed. That's the kind of miracles we like. We like instant miracles. Amen. But God doesn't always give us instant miracles. Sometimes he gives us progressive miracles. And that's the kind we're talking about here today. The Bible says that Jesus passed through Samaria and Galilee. Everybody say Hicksville. That's where he was going. He was going through the place where the country folks live. And thank God for country folks. Amen. I'm one of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. It's good to be country folks. Amen. But Jesus was going through the country area. Amen. The highfalutin folks lived in Jerusalem. He loves highfalutin folks, and he loves country folks, and he loves all kinds of folks. But whoever you are, he wants you to just go ahead and be that. Praise God. Amen. Well, let me go ahead and get back on my subject. So Jesus was passing through the countryside, and the Bible said, now you got to get this. This is real good. The Bible says, and he saw 10 men that were lepers. I want you to notice, it did not say he saw 10 lepers. Jesus did not just see their leprosy. Jesus saw the men. Jesus does not just see your sin. Jesus does not see your disease. Jesus does not see your problem. Jesus sees you. Amen. Praise God. Other people see, oh, he's a sinner. That's all they see. They have some name, some label that they want to stick on everybody. But Jesus doesn't just see that. He sees you. He saw 10 men that were lepers. They were men, but they had leprosy. Amen. He could cure the leprosy. He could do something about the problem. He can do something about sin. He can do something about your need today. He doesn't just see the need. He sees you. Amen. Praise God. And so he saw 10 men that were lepers, and they cried out and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus turned to them and he said, go show yourselves unto the priest. Now here's the interesting thing about this. There was no mention of healing. There was no mention of a miracle. He didn't say, I will be thou clean. He didn't say, I heal your leprosy. He didn't say anything. He just said, go, show yourselves to the priest. Now that's what lepers did. They understood what he was saying. You see, in the Bible, in the book of Leviticus, whenever a leper was cleansed, and it never happened as far as we know in the Old Testament, besides Miriam, and that was before the law. And it happened, of course, to Naaman, but he was a Gentile. So we never know what happened among Jews in the Old Testament. If it did, it's not recorded. But there was a provision. The provision was to go and show yourself to the priest. And he had a ritual he went through. And he would examine the person to see if they were cleansed or not. And so he said, you go and show yourselves to the priest. And the Bible says they went. And as they went. They were cleansed. Amen. Praise God. Hey, folks, some miracles are progressive. You can't sit around and wait on some stuff. Amen. You got to just get up and go. You just got to keep going. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you can't just sit and wait for some things. There was a man by the name of Bartimaeus. And the Bible said he sat by the roadside begging. And one day he heard some noise coming. And somebody mentioned the name Jesus. And when he heard that, the Bible said he started crying out with a loud voice. And he said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. And whenever they told him to be quiet, he hollered more. Amen. How great is your need today? Sometimes we put up with some things because our need's not great enough and because our faith's not enough. Amen. And so he cried out some more. He wasn't about to be denied. And a good thing he did, because this was Jesus' last trip. He was going from Jericho to Jerusalem. He was going up to Jerusalem. This was his last journey. He would never go through Jericho again. He was on his way to Calvary. He was on his way to the cross. Amen. He was on his way to the resurrection. Hallelujah. But he'd never pass through Jericho again. Now Lazarus, or Bartimaeus, didn't know that at the time. But he just cried out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus said, bring him to me. They brought the man to Jesus Christ. He said, what do you want? He didn't say, well, I'd like to have a touch. We do that a lot, you know. Touch me, Lord. Well, that's good, but what do you really want? Heal me. He didn't just say, touch me, Lord. He said, I want to see. He didn't beat around the bush. I think God would like it if we'd get a little more boldness. Amen. I think sometimes our faith is affected by the way we pray. Amen. And we lay hands on folks sometimes. Oh, touch them, Lord. No, heal them, Lord. Save them, Lord. Amen. Let's just go ahead and tell him what we need today. Right? Amen. We're just asking for a touch, and he wants to go ahead and do the whole thing. Amen. And so Bartimaeus, he didn't meet around the bush. He said, I want to see. And the Lord told him, he said, your faith has made you whole. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we see Bartimaeus' faith. When he got up, the Bible said he cast his beggar's cloak aside. He said, ain't going to need that no more. Hallelujah. He went to Jesus ready to be healed. Hallelujah. And it was an instant miracle. Instantly he was healed. Amen. But you know, in the 9th chapter of John, there's a different kind of a story. Same kind of situation. The Bible said Jesus and his disciples were passing by this place in Jerusalem, and they saw this blind man sitting there, and his disciples said, Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he's blind? See, they had an idea that all sin, or that all sickness is because of sin. That's not true. Amen. You can get sick if you sin or not. Amen. There's a whole lot more to sickness than sin. Amen. And so this man's sitting there, and he's blind. And I love Jesus' answer. He said, neither this man nor his parents. He said, but that the works of God, the glory of God, might be manifest in him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then Jesus goes over to this man. He does the weirdest thing. You're not going to figure God out. Quit trying. Amen. He went over, the Bible says, he spit on the ground. And he reached down and he made some mud balls. And he took that mud and he went over and smeared it in that fellow's eyes. Amen. What a strange way to heal somebody. God can do a lot with a mud ball. He's done a lot with you. And he's done a lot with me. Amen. You're more than just mud. Praise God. Amen. So he spits and he smears mud in this guy's eyes. Now, why in the world did he do that? Two things come to mind. First of all, could it be that something was missing? And so the Creator said, well, I'll just make one then. And we're made out of mud anyhow. So he said, and he just, whatever it was needed fixing, he just made one and stuck it in there. That might be it. I don't know. The second thing that comes to mind is that he wanted him to take a journey to go wash that out of his eyes. And if he knew if he put mud in him, he was going to go wash. I think God sometimes put a little mud in our eyes so that he can get us motivated. He can get us to do what needs to be done. And the only way we'll do it is to get a little mud in our eyes. But if we do that, we will respond. And so he puts mud in the guy's eyes and he says, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Amen. Didn't tell him he was going to be healed, just said, go wash. Isn't that interesting? You see, the Lord was concerned about the cleansing. And we're concerned about the miracle. Amen. God's more concerned about us being clean than being whole. Amen. Let me say that again. God's more concerned about us being clean. He's concerned about our heart. He's concerned about our spirit. He's concerned about our soul. Whereas we're concerned about our body. But the Lord said, go wash. Amen. Now later when this guy tells the story, it's interesting how he tells the story. He says, he puts the journey before the miracle. He says, go to the pool. That was what was big deal to him. Not the washing, but going on the journey. That was a big deal to him. Now, it would be to you if you were blind. It might not have been a long ways. I don't know how far he had to go. But I know one thing, when he was blind, it was a long ways. It took a lot of faith to do that. It took a lot of effort to do that. It was not easy to do that. Amen. I don't know how he did it, but you see, somehow he just got up. He couldn't see. And so he had to feel his way all along the path, trying to get down to the pool of Siloam. It was not an easy journey. Let me tell you some folks, the journey is not always easy. Sometimes it's downright hard just to put one foot in front of the other one. Sometimes everything around you is screaming, give up, cave in, throw in the towel, stop. Amen. But you just got to keep going. You can't see tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen. You can't see. You're just feeling your way. Hey, I got to make it somehow. He said, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. I'm going to get there somehow. Amen. It was a big deal for that man to get there. I don't know what he went through to get there. But somehow he got to the pool. And somehow he got down and he got some water. And he splashed it into his eyes. And he washed the mud out of his eyes. And when he did that, the first thing he saw was the expanding circles in the water. And the marred image of his face. Hallelujah. Praise God. And after a while, if he looked long enough, he saw a fresh image. And he looked up, and for the first time in his life, he said, I felt the sun, but that sure is bright. My. Amen. That must be birds up there. Amen. And then he started seeing people and started seeing faces and feeling noses and eyeballs and ears. And there's something else. You know what? We take a lot for granted. My wife was in the dormitory one time at the camp meeting, or one meeting, with a woman that had been deaf all of her life. And then in the service, in the evening service, God unstopped her ears. And everybody in the dormitory was trying to sleep, and that woman said, What's that? What's that noise? And somebody said, that's the water faucet dripping. It's driving me nuts. She said, isn't that beautiful? What's that? What's that? Oh, that's just a bunch of trucks coming down Highway 59 out there. Isn't that beautiful? You see, she'd never heard anything. What's an annoyance to one person was a miracle to her. because she'd never heard anything. And here's a man for the first time in his whole life, and he can see. Can't you see, as he makes his way back down the same way he came, and he's feeling familiar things? You know, I felt that. I didn't know that's what that looked like. Well, look at that. Amen. All the way back, he's enjoying, you see, he's enjoying the journey, not just the miracle. Folks, if all we can look for in life is miracles, we're going to be very disappointed. If you just live from thrill to thrill, from touch to touch, from service to service, from miracle to miracle, from healing to healing, it's going to be a tedious journey. But if you enjoy the journey and you see the wonder along the way, praise God. Amen. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Amen. You see, if you enjoy the journey, it's going to be great. If you can just see the wonders all along the way, this is just great, isn't it? Amen. This is wonderful. Praise God. But some people, all they see is the next need. All they see is the problems. They live the whole life burdened down and weighted. Amen. They never see the wonder. Amen. Let me tell you something else this man saw. It's very interesting. Now, not everybody appreciates miracles. Not everybody believes in miracles. Not everybody wants a miracle. Jesus asked one man, he said, "Do you want to be healed?" Nearly got him killed. The guy said, "Yeah, I want to be healed." He stepped into the water. Remember, the guy had been laying there 38 years. Jesus healed him. The guy gets up. You know what he did? After he got healed, and the people came, and he's carrying his bed on his back. It's a Sabbath day. And they said, "What in the world are you doing carrying your bed?" They knew who he was. He said, "Well, this man told me to do it. It wasn't my fault." And then he starts blaming Jesus for his miracle. And they tried to kill him that day. Amen. Some people are not very appreciative once they get what they want. Amen. But anyway, that's another story. But this man, the Bible says that the Pharisees come to this man and they started trying to, they said, "What happened to you?" They knew this man. He was known all over town because he said every day, amen, at that temple. And he had his cup, you know, and he was a beggar, and he sat there every day. And you know, when people knew he'd been blind all of his life, he had never seen not one day. Everybody knew him. They knew him. They knew his story. And so they couldn't get this. They said, "How is it that you can see?" And he told them. Now, verse number 11, he says, "There was a man," everybody say a man, "a man called Jesus, and he came by and put mud in my eyes, and he told me to go wash it out, and I did, and I came see." Isn't that great? They didn't think so. He said, "He couldn't do that. No man can do that. He's got to be a devil." Amen. Well, why not God? Because they didn't want him to be God. Amen. So he's got to be wrong, right? And so they got mad, and then they called his parents, and they said, "What happened to your son?" They said, "Well," they were scared to death of those people. They were mean. You ever met religious people that were mean? They can be, can't they? These were mean folks. They were religious, but they were mean. They believed in God, but they were mean. And they said, "Well, he's of age. Ask him." They wasn't touching that. So they asked the guy again, and they said, "Now, we know that man. He could not be of God." Amen. He could not be of God. And the guy said, "Well," said, "all I can tell you is this. Whereas I was blind, now I see." Now, that's all I can tell you, folks. I don't know anything else, but I was blind. Now I can see. I don't know how it happened. I don't know how he did it. Praise God. And then he goes on, and the next thing he says, he started out saying he's a man. Now he said, he's a prophet. And you know what? Because of his miracle, he got kicked out of church. Yes, he did. The Bible says they literally kicked him out. Aye. For what? For having a miracle in his life. Not everybody appreciates your miracle. There are people that's going to laugh at you, make fun of you, but that's all right. You got the miracle, didn't you? Hallelujah. You've got something they don't have. Enjoy it. Praise God. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Praise God. Jesus gave me a miracle. Jesus gave me the light. Jesus gave me salvation. I'm going to let it shine. So they kicked him out. But here's the good thing. When he got kicked out of church, he found Jesus Christ. Amen. He found the Lord. The Lord came to him. He did not leave him alone. But he came to him. And then he said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" And the man said, "Who is he that I might know him?" Jesus said, "He that speaketh to you, I am he." Amen. And then the man says, "Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. That was the greatest miracle. You see, I'm talking about a progressive miracle. He was a man. He was a prophet. He was a Savior. Amen. I'm talking about a progressive miracle here. It's not always instant, folks. We would like for it to be instant. But sometimes it's a progressive miracle. Sometimes it's a long journey. Sometimes it's a long journey. But you just got to keep going. You don't know. Sometimes you just got to feel your way. Amen. Sometimes you just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other one. Amen. Sometimes it's going to seem like it's walking through the darkness. But you just got to keep pressing on. Amen. It's a progressive miracle. Salvation is progressive. We were saved. We are being saved. We're going to be saved. Amen. God did deliver us out of our sin. But then we just started a journey. It didn't stop there, did it? Amen. We are being saved. Every day that you get up and you determine, "I'm going to live for God," you are being saved. You are in a process of salvation. Amen. Praise God. But one of these days, amen, we're going to pick up one foot from terra firma and set it down on streets of gold. Hallelujah. And that's going to be the culmination. That's going to be the miracle. That's when the journey's going to be over. Amen. But right now, folks, we're in a progressive miracle. We're on our way. Praise God. As they went, they were healed. As they went, they were healed. Amen. You cannot see, stand with me right now if you would, you cannot see how much progress you have made on your journey. You cannot see as God sees what he has done in your life. We don't see ourselves as being very different. I don't realize how old I am until I look in a mirror. And sometimes I hardly recognize the guy. I saw myself one time, and we had done some filming with a video camera. And we were looking at it in our trip to Spain. I saw this old man on there, and I thought, "Who in the world is that? How'd he get in there?" And then I recognized him. You see, it's a slow change. Amen. I really don't look like this on the inside. Isn't that right? Amen. We don't think ourselves on the inside. But we're on a journey. We're on a journey. And the miracle's in the journey. Praise God. You just got to keep going as they went. As they went. Everybody say, as they went. As they went, they were healed. There was no stopping place, no quitting place, no turning around place. As they went, they were healed. Amen. Praise God. Folks, you got to keep journeying. One foot in front of the other. Praise God. There may be some instant miracles around the way. But you know what? Something I appreciate about Bartimaeus? Even though he got an instant miracle, the Bible says, Jesus said, "Go your way. But Bartimaeus did not go his way. The Bible says, and he followed Jesus in the way. He didn't go back to his old life. He said, no, I'm going your way. Jesus was going to Calvary. Jesus was headed for Jerusalem. And Bartimaeus followed with him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's not always easy, but the miracle is in the journey. It's a progressive miracle. And as we go, we're healed. I've known a little discouragement. How about you? I've known some exasperation and some frustration. Oftentimes with myself, I get so aggravated sometimes, you think, well, but I can't stop. I can't stop. The only way out of this is just to keep on going. Praise God, just keep on going. How about you today? Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Does anybody know what I'm talking about here? The miracles in the journey, folks, you just got to keep going. You don't know how far you've already come, and you don't know how much further you have to go. You could just be one step away from a miracle. Just one step away from a miracle. It could happen today. You just got to keep going. Praise God. I read about a woman that was swimming the English Channel. First woman to attempt it. Had not been done. And so she decided, I'm going to do it. And so she the day she selected to swim, the waters were choppy and a fog rolled in. And then she swam and she swam and she swam and she swam and she swam. And her mother was in a boat right beside her. She was encouraging her, come on, you can make it, honey. Just a little bit further. Just swim on. But it was cold and it was foggy. And she just kept pressing on and kept swimming. And finally she told her mother, she said, Mom, I just can't go anymore. I just can't make it. I've got to stop. And her mom said, No, just keep swimming. You're almost there. We can't see it. It's foggy, but I know that you're almost there. Just swim a little bit more. And she said, no, Mom, I just can't go anymore. I don't have anything left. And so they reached down, they pulled her into the boat, and suddenly the wind began to blow and the fog lifted, and she was just a little short way from the shore. She almost made it. You see, folks, when the fog comes in, that's not the time to stop because you don't know where you are. You could almost be there. You just can't see it yet. Amen. So just press on a little further. Stick it out. Make it work. Amen. Lean on the grace of God. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. And my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Praise God. Why don't we come talk to the Lord a little bit here today? Somebody needs some strength today. Somebody needs some strength today. Somebody needs some strength here today. It's been a little long.